is your roster solidified to any more degree than it had been yesterday?
Unfortunately, it's not. We were still working through things till the last minute. I know it's not fair to the guys that are out there grinding right now to get some good news. But we feel like we want to take as much time as we possibly can before we make some very critical decisions. One piece of the puzzle that I could help you guys out with is Luke Weaver will be pitching out of the bullpen. And I had that conversation with Weave yesterday. And I think it was yesterday. Yeah, it was yesterday. And he took it very well. I don't think he was happy. I don't want to make it sound like it was perfect for him. Well, in the way that he said, I am here to do whatever will help this team win. So I thought it was a true team moment. And I know where his heart lies. And he needs to just go out and pitch and execute and take the ball when we hand it to him and go for as long as he can, for as hard as he can. We felt like things were a little inconsistent, from one inning to the next. He's showing some good velo in his first inning, and it would drop down in his second inning. I thought he was pacing himself. I just felt like it was going to be the best version. We would get the best version of him in small spurts for right now. That's part of it. The other part of it is we have a lot of really good starting pitching. We have a very competitive camp here, and that means we have to make some tough decisions. And this is just a decision that was made, and we'll continue to adjust. And it's up to them and up to everybody that's getting a chance to show us what they can do to continue to do it.
So you see him more in a short role than a given length out of the pen?
I'm not going to say that. I don't want to corner myself into that. I know he's stretched out. If somebody gets banged up, he's a very capable long man right now. But I know that only lasts so long because as we migrate through the first month of the season. But yeah, I don't want him to be sidetracked by what role he's in. Just take the baseball and throw it as best you possibly can. As far as Caleb, it doesn't mean anything for anybody right now. We're still trying to make that decision. We have to have some conversations. We'll probably have that post-workout today to finalize some things. It does leave Caleb in the mix for sure.
So who all this left here is in the mix for that final rotation spot?
Casty, Martin, Caleb, and I think you guys help me out with that. I don't know if there's anybody else. I don't want to forget.
Gilbert's
gone. Widener's gone.
Straley's out.
Straley's out. Yeah. Correct.
I think that's it.
Right? I think that's it. I do think
that's it. Torrey, we had talked a little with Luke about how tapping into his emotions sometimes, pitching with a little more fire. He felt like he was a little better doing when he pitched like that, but it's a little hard to sustain as a starter. That personality aspect for him, is that something you were dialed into, and does that have anything to do with how you think he might perform relatively out of the pen?
Yeah, it's a very fair question, right? It's kind of where I live, right? I live in that area of getting to know guys and understand what makes them tick, but Luke is a competitor. Every fifth day he goes out there and he dials it up and gives me and the rest of his team the absolute best effort. I don't know. It's not a football game where you can go in and out, in offense, defense, and reload and get your thoughts back together. It's every pitch right now. I thought Luke was very good at controlling his emotions and would get after it at the right time. So I don't want to say that was a reason why. But what I will say is that there's some adjustments now. He's going to be pitching out of the bullpen, and he's got to gear up and get after it for as many pitches as he's going to throw. And I don't want to pace himself. That's really what it comes down to.
So do you anticipate going 14-14 for the 28th?
We are leaning in that direction right now. Yes, that changed from last week. I know we were 15-13, but we're leaning in that direction.
With Luke, I feel like you guys, this happened last year with Caleb, where you put him in relief and then kind of really took to it. Became somewhat of a weapon. Is there that potential for Luke, do you think, with the stuff he has already?
Anything's possible at a given time. For anybody on this team, we're looking for the best results, and we want guys to step up and execute. Luke was not told that if you pitch well, you're gonna come back into the rotation. I just told him take the baseball and throw as well as you can. I'm sure he still has a nose for wanting to start, and I don't want to take that away from him. but I don't want to be distracted by it either.
Are you, do you have a starting rotation for this weekend for the four game?
I do, but let me just go as far as Bone. I have to have some conversations about 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'll give you guys that first thing in the morning tomorrow. We do. We do. But I just haven't told the guys.
And Bumgarner is opening?
Bumgarner is going to open up for us. Yeah, correct.
I know when Josh got hurt, Drew Ellis reappeared in the big league clubhouse. But are there any other guys that are now no longer in major league camp who could still maybe find their way onto the team at this point?
None that I'm aware of. Everybody that's here is going to get an opportunity.
With the opening day coming up, how do you feel this team has improved over spring training? How do you feel about, that day, getting out there?
Yeah, I mean, opening day is opening day for a reason. Everybody's excited about it. Little leaguers get excited about it. We're not any different. So we have a lot of internal belief, and I want it to stay there. I want us to understand what it's going to take to win on a daily basis. I want us to worry about going 1-0 today, and I've been repeating that fairly consistently just about every day to the guys. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let's take care of today. And it's shown up in spring training. We are winning little inches all over the place. We are focused with our work habits. We're talking about the finer points of the baseball fundamentals, and it's translated. I watched us play very good defense. I watched us throw the ball to the right place from the mound, and I watched us have very engaging at-bats that were grinding, and nobody threw any at-bats away. So I feel very good about where we're at, but we broke it down to the basics. We went all the way back to step one, and I want us to hit that second floor on Thursday night. That's when it's going to matter most.
Tori, what kind of impact do you think the last two very odd seasons had on this club?
The 19 season left us in a very good spot with a lot of hope. We came into the original 20 spring training very prepared and excited. And then we just got smacked in the face, for whatever reason, I'm not sure, when the 20 season started. And I think we were over that, but I think we lost a little bit of confidence last year. We forgot how to win baseball games. We lost our way. So I think the past 2 years have been very rugged, and I haven't talked about the last 2 years. I haven't brought it up but one time. I don't want them to focus on that. I want them to focus on today. And it's been a healthy working environment, and these guys are all winners. But I'd be lying to you if it wasn't something that motivates me or motivates those guys every single day to go out there and not ever let it happen again. And we're all accountable to getting this thing turned around. It's not just one player. It starts with me, and it trickles on down through the entire organization below me. And we're in a good spot. We're in a good spot. These guys have you got to figure out how to not lose before you can win. So that's something that we went through last year. We lost games we were supposed to win. So we got to figure out how to not lose. And I think we got through that phase in spring training.
But Tori, now that we're just a few days away from opening day, can you say for sure that you're going to be able to just do a normal 5-man rotation, or do you think you'll need to have some guys spot start every now and then?
We are going to have a 5-man rotation from the start. So you'll see the 5 guys pop out. We've gone back and forth with that with the off days, and we had some flexibility. I just don't think it's fair to full throttle guys right now, in all conversations, not just me, everybody. So full throttle guys right now because there's been a quick buildup. So we're going to let everybody get their proper rest and build them up the right way over the first couple of outings. That's why I'm glad we have guys that are stretched out. We have a number of guys. If you notice, we stretched out. Wendell Kim one-plussed him yesterday. Noe one-plussed him. So we're trying to get guys a little bit more work just in case they got to go with more than one inning to help us win a baseball game.
Aside from the kind of roster situations created by injuries, just looking back over the spring, was there anybody's performance that really surprised you in a good way?
There's a few guys that jumped out at me. I was real pleased with the adjustments that David made. And I know that he did some work with Michael Brantley. And I've just been really impressed by the consistency of the swing plan and the bat speed and the ability to backspin a baseball. And it wasn't just one game. He did it all spring training long. So that stood out to me. I think Jerry Perdomo, Geraldo, made some huge adjustments. We challenged him early to be fundamentally sound. You know, he's been impacting the ball offensively and defensively. He's making his plays and doing it the right way by not taking anything for granted. So those are two that stand out to me. But there are many more. I hate to do that, but if I got to highlight a couple, those are the first two that came to my mind.
How'd you feel about the additions on your coaching staff, you know, Strom and Bannister?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of impact do you think that's going to have over the long term?
We struck gold with the group that we brought in. You know, Stromy, one of the best in the game. He's got some unbelievably, an unbelievable amount of experience that he brings to the table, but it's not that he just jams it down your throat. It is a give and take conversation. He relates to the kids, and the thing that's so impressive is, and same with Dave McKay, given their age, you feel like they're gonna be out of touch. They are not. They are speaking these kids' languages and really getting them to buy in and engage. Jeff Bannister, for me, has been an unbelievable extension of what I stand for every single day. And he goes out there and he gets it done. He gets it done, and I've given him full authority to step in and stop a drill and instruct. And he's been fantastic. And you know, I'll be on watching bullpens, and I'll look back on field one and see him in the middle of a drill stopping it like, no, we're doing this right. I like that. So both of those guys. On top of that, you know, we've added two guys from player development, and Barry Enright and Dan Carlson. I feel like they've been unbelievable as far as helping Stromy get grounded with the talent. Two great hitting coaches. How we got Damian Easley, I have no idea. Right? I think my friendship with him from many years ago may have had something to do with it. I think that I'm just a great guy and he wanted to come work for me. I don't know. I still can't believe that he wanted to come here when we offered him the position. And he has been unbelievably impactful with his knowledge and expertise. And then Joe Mathers is on the cutting edge of everything possible to help these hitters get better. So we struck gold with this group, and I'm very fortunate. And I'm watching it execute every single day. In fact, I told them yesterday, this is the time of the year where I think every manager feels this way. A little bit of panic, a little bit of anxiety, because you know that you're putting everything in your box. You don't know if you're ready, but you deep down you know you are because you've worked your butt off through the end of spring training. But there's always those things, those curious things that you're laying in bed at night and you're thinking, did we do this? Oh, yeah, we did. What are we missing? Oh, my God, we're going to get out-punched and out-maneuvered. I thought about it, and I thank the staff because this year I have had no anxiety when it came to knowing what we have done and will we be ready. The question is 100% yes because of the group that we're talking about.
Did Strom pretty much have the go-ahead to go out to the mound anytime during spring games?
Yes.
I mean, it looked like I'd be broadcasting and something happened, he'd be already off the floor of the seat and heading out.
Yeah.
There were other times you were in the dugout. So he just went out when he needed to talk.
Correct. What I told Stromy is, you know, I know the guys that we need to see. You put them in any order you want. I've got my head in a totally different place right now. You send them out the way you want to send them out. You know, I think we got to do this, and that. He took it. He did the whole thing. I didn't even know about the pitching moves when we were getting somebody going. Every once in a while, I'd be like, hey, let's make sure we got a lefty. Let's make sure we have Mantiply ready for this guy. We talked about Mantiply today. Make sure he's ready for this guy. I would give some input, but he was 100% on his own, and it was his way to establish his relationships and what the expectations were. It happened today. We were out at out in Peoria watching Caleb, and 1 second I was talking to him, and then 20 seconds later I look up, he's at the mound. I'm like, I wasn't done talking, Stromy. Let's go. So he's as good as anybody when it comes to that type of a feel.
Just a quick follow-up on Madison. The other day he went five, I think, out on the field, and then did he throw another one on the side?
Yeah, I think he threw a couple. I think he had to get up another 12, 14 pitches. So we gave him the option, and I like to do that with the veterans. I know he's aware of what he needs. But, yeah, that was definitely a good catch. We said, do you want to go back out there for a batter or two? He said, no, I'm right where I need to be. Let me just go out there and get that build up in the bullpen, and I'll be fine.
So all in all, that was like how many was that?
I think we were trying to get him up to 65, and I think he was in the low to mid-50s. And we were wanting to get him back out there only if he wanted to. Other guys, we won't do that. Other guys want to say, get go out there and finish and compete out there, we know what he needs to do, and he knows how to get there.
It was too efficient, 52-5.
Yeah, it was a great outing, right? I tell you, Bum's arm's been working. He's been doing a great job, and we'll expect that to continue.
How does he get along with Strong?
Great. Real good. All right, thanks, you guys.